Hello, this is the Coffee for Friday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. This week, Twitter started emailing users warning it would delete any account that hasn't logged in for more than 6 months from 11th December. It didn't take long for people to start pointing out that Twitter had effectively announced a plan to erase dead people from its platform, with no way to preserve their online footprint. It has since been forced to back down, promising it will not remove any inactive accounts until it's created a way for people to memorialize their loved ones on the site. Rideshare drivers working for various companies say driver account sharing is an open secret, the Wall Street Journal reports. Transport for London reportedly revoked Uber's license to operate in the city after determining that 14,000 London rides completed last year and early this year were performed by unauthorized drivers. Uber addressed a relevant photo fraud vulnerability, but said account sharing remains a global problem. The US Department of Justice ends its investigation due to carriers' influence on the GSM Association process for setting standards that determine consumers' ability to switch networks. The department previously argued that locking eSIMs to networks would inhibit innovative new services. The GSM Association claims its new process will allow companies to veto anti-competitive decisions. Amazon's Ring planned to create neighborhood watch lists based on facial recognition data, according to documents viewed by The Intercept. The system reportedly would catalog suspicious people and notify customers when the listed person was near. A Ring spokesperson said the features are not in development and that the company does not use facial recognition. Microsoft makes Outlook.com available as a progressive web application and plans the same for Outlook for the web. Users with Chromium-based browsers can install on Windows, macOS, Chrome OS, and more. The progressive web applications are essentially bundled websites that behave more like native applications. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.